This last year, the legislature got rid of the privilege license tax for all cities across North Carolina, and that's impacted cities in different ways. But for Asheville, what that means is a loss of $1.5 million in revenue. In the meantime, expenses and costs related to running a city have increased. So we've struggled to find ways to balance the budget, and we think we've been able to absorb many of the increased costs associated with running the city, but we are still in a position where we need additional revenue, and that's why it's necessary to propose a tax increase of 1.5 cents.
How much money does that generate?
1 cent generates $1.1 million, so this will be approximately 1.65 if I'm doing the math right.
Another issue out there is what's going to happen with the distribution of sales tax revenue. What do you think the legislature is likely to do?
The latest, what we've heard, is that the legislature probably won't act on sales tax redistribution, and I'm hopeful that's the case. The proposed legislation was absolutely devastating for Buncombe County, for the county itself, for the municipalities in Buncombe County, because it moved away from a point of sale allocation. And what that means is areas that see a lot of tourism were the hardest hit.
Those who support changing the formula think that the urban centers have been getting a sweet deal at the expense of rural areas of the state. What do you think of that analysis?
I think that the struggle with how to allocate taxes across municipalities, counties, and a state is a controversy that exists everywhere in our nation. I don't know that anyone has gotten it right exactly. I think North Carolina has done a pretty good job, though, when I compare us to other states. And the other thing that I think can't be ignored is the way cities function in our state. They serve as economic engines for a region. We know that. We can see the data. We know how many people travel into Asheville and Buncombe County every day to work. The way I look at it is cities suffer a great impact, like Asheville, because we're seeing the influx of 50,000 people every day coming into our city to live, work, and play. But that means that we need additional revenue to run our city and serve as an economic engine for our region.
What percentage of sales tax revenue is generated within the city limit, and how much is the return to the city?
What I can tell you is that for every dollar of sales tax collected in Asheville, the city of Asheville receives 6 cents. So for every dollar of sales tax collected, the city receives 6 cents.
And how much of the sales tax revenue that is generated within the city is actually generated within the downtown business district?
I don't know that breakdown, but a great deal of it is obviously generated in the downtown.
Do you think the county should change the way in which it distributes the sales taxes generated within the city?
I think that that's a challenging issue for Buncombe County, and I always look forward to any kind of discussion about how to distribute sales tax monies to municipalities and our school districts and fire districts in the county.
What would happen if you're wrong and the legislature decides to go forward with the sales tax proposal?
Well, the legislation varies. The impact could be significant to the city of Asheville. There's a lot of variables there, but I think at a minimum we would see a $2.5 million loss, at a minimum. At a maximum, maybe $6 to $7 million.
The economy has improved dramatically. Over the next 24 months, do you think sales tax generated by the growth and development in the city will cover the loss of the privilege tax and potentially a reduction in the amount of sales tax revenue that city realizes?
No, only because the city receives such a small portion of the sales tax generated. So there certainly will be some increase in sales tax revenue, but it is not enough to cover the loss of the privilege license tax coupled with the increased costs of running the city.
Esther Mannheimer, thank you very much.
Thank you.